News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, I assume you'd be in agreement with Samuel McConkie that, look, we've done a good job so far, but we should be willing to extend measures, bring in new measures even, if it's what's needed and recommended.
Indeed, and I just want to reaffirm what he has said. There are very positive signs of so many communities, so many of our citizens implementing what we're asking them to do from a public health guidance point of view. The message is that it works. The message also is that in order for it to really work, for us to contain this virus, we do have to keep at it and keep on implementing the guidance that our public health experts are offering.
The headline news today is, of course, around the economic impact of all of this. I don't think anyone is surprised at how many people are on the live register, at the deep, deep economic shock this is all bringing about. What a lot of people are probably wondering this morning listening to it is, how long will this last and how long will the recovery take? What is the planning or what is the view in the department in that regard?
Well, firstly, even though the figures won't come as a surprise to many, we should never allow that not to take the place of recognising the huge impact that COVID-19 has had on the jobs and the income of so many of our citizens, and the huge strain and anxiety that many are now facing as a result of this. Many never thought they would be in a situation like this. To answer your question, Ciarán, what we are doing has two different phases. The first phase is how we can support jobs and income during COVID-19 and during the public health emergency. And the second phase will be then, as soon as the public health guidance changes, what we can do to reboot and create a new economy. While I'm clear in acknowledging the scale of anxiety and worry that is now caused by the live register figures, I'm also very clear that we can create a new economy and that our country can economically recover from this.
In terms of that recovery, I suppose there had been a lot of talk a fortnight ago about a V-shaped recovery. Mark Cassidy of the Central Bank says, look, that's no longer their thinking. That's not in their planning, not in their models, the V-shaped recovery. Are the department working off the same models?
Well, when you say V-shaped, as many of your listeners will be aware, those kind of analogies refer to the speed of the potential recovery that is possible after the public health emergency has abated. From my point of view, we're looking at many different scenarios. What will be an important factor is how quickly our export markets begin to recover, because our country selling goods and services abroad is a really important ingredient in how our economy performs overall. So we're already looking at lots of different options regarding how we would be able to accelerate a recovery when we get to that point. But there will be a recovery. We have shown our ability to build a new economy in the past. And I'm deeply conscious that we don't want a recovery in the future that is not inclusive of all those who are paying a really heavy price now in protecting our country from the spread of COVID-19. I'm really conscious that many who've lost their jobs are young. They work in parts of our economy that have different kinds of work available at different parts of the year. And we need to ensure that the new economy that we build includes them in a recovery when it takes place.
That recovery, will it be marked by austerity or will it be marked by an increase in spending? There seems to be two schools of thought this morning on that.
Well, if you define investment as how, for example, we can invest in more homes, invest in responding back to climate change, invest in public transport, I'm convinced that has to be a really important feature of our recovery plan. If we cut back on expenditure in those areas, not only does it undermine the ability of our economy to recover, we also fail to meet social needs that were there before COVID-19 and are there during COVID-19. So that kind of investment will have to form a crucial part of the recovery of our country and our economy. What we will need to consider is there are many, many emergency measures that are in place now that when the public health emergency changes will need to be revised and changed. And for example, we have a massive income subsidy scheme in place that is now supporting over 34,000 companies. And when the public health guidance changes, that's the kind of scheme that will need to be revised and changed. So they're the kind of choices that await. But I'm certain we can make the right kind of choices and certain that we can aid and accelerate the recovery for our economy.
When you mentioned the wage subsidy scheme, a couple of people have highlighted an issue with the COVID payment, the social welfare payment, €300 plus, that essentially it's available as well for people who maybe weren't even earning that much, people on part-time salaries before this economic shock took hold. Is there anything that can be done about that?
It's not an issue that we can address in the coming days because from an administrative point of view, if we were to go through everybody who's now in receipt of the pandemic unemployment payment and try to discern what was the kind of work they had in the past, that would take a huge amount of time, and maybe that work would only be complete when actually the public health emergency has lifted. It is fair to say, Ciarán, to acknowledge your question, that yes, there are a small number of people who are now receiving income support that versus what they were earning in the past is probably quite high. But I am absolutely convinced that an anomaly like that is worth sustaining because the alternative of it is hundreds of thousands of people who might have been earning €400, €500, €600 a week, and many of them just about getting by, asking them in those circumstances to then get by in a job seeker's payment of €205. So what we've done here in Ireland, sorry, just very briefly to conclude here on, is we've put in place income support measures that not only support people who are trying to keep in a job, but also to support people who very suddenly lost a job. Not everything is perfect, but we've moved at great speed to try to address both issues.
These are unique times for everybody, not least for ministers for finance. On a personal level, how are you coping? How are the family doing with isolation?
Oh, I think I'm like every working parent all over the country, Ciarán. I'm finding ways to do my job from the spare bedroom and from home that a short while ago I thought would have been unimaginable. I will continue to do that as long as the public health guidance is in place. But like others, I'm amazed at how much you can get done from home when you need to do it.
All right. From one spare bedroom to another. Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue. Minister, thanks a million for speaking to us.